Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. At this time, we would like to welcome everyone to Grendene's fourth quarter 2005 results conference call. Today with us we have Pedro Grendene-Bartel, Vice President, Marcus Peixoto, CFO and Investor Relations Director, Doris Wilhelm, Investor Relations Officer, Justin Luis Rosterola, Administrative and Controlling Director, Rudemar Del Ander, Industry and Commercial Director, Marcia Stalbo, Marketing Manager, Luis Antonio Moroni, Sales Manager, and Edson Matsuo, R&D. We would like to inform you that this event is being recorded, and all participants will be in listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After Grendene's remarks, there will be a question-and-answer session. At that time, further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this call, please press star zero to reach the operator. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements will be made under the Safe Harbor of the Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1996. Forward-looking statements are based on the beliefs and assumptions of Grendene's management and on information currently available to the company. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions because they relate to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur in the future. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors could also affect the future results of Grendene's and could cause results to differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now I'll turn the conference over to Mr. Pedro Grendene-Bartel, Grendene's Vice President, who will begin the presentation. Mr. Pedro, you may begin the conference.
Good morning, everybody. We are here to present the results for Grendene S.A. relating to the year of 2005. It was a difficult year, especially because of the macro scenario and the appreciation of our currency, the real. Anyway, during 2005, we got big reductions in our costs and expenses, and we also improved our financial results, allowing us to present a profit of 195 million reais, in line with the expectations of our investors and analysts. I want to point out that these results of 2005 was short of what we should present. Now I want to transfer to Mr. Marcus Peixoto, who will give you more details of our numbers. Thanks.
Good morning, everyone. First of all, thank you very much for joining us here in this call and following Grendene in the past several quarters. We had a result that, in terms of the bottom line, was quite reasonable. We had given guidance of near 200 million reais for the year, and we just delivered 195 million reais for the year. So that should be seen as in line with investors' and analysts' expectations for the year as a whole. For the fourth quarter specifically, net profit increased 18% versus the fourth quarter of last year. And that's, of course, a very positive result of 79 million reais in the fourth quarter. Not only the bottom line improved, but we would like to point out the improvement of margins. Near 500 basis points of EBITDA margin in the fourth quarter and 800 basis points of net margin, a net adjusted margin. But while we are somehow positive, moderately positive with the fact that we reached guidance on bottom line, we are very concerned with the fact that we should have delivered a much better result in terms of operational result. So I don't want to minimize the fact that we are very worried at the company at this moment with the state of things for the operational results. We had a very substantial decrease of sales in the domestic market that was in the third quarter 9% and then in the fourth quarter 24%. So it is, of course, very significant for us. We were able to reduce costs and expenses in such a severe way, in such a disciplined fashion, that even with the much lower sales, we had an improvement in margins, which is especially creditworthy because we in the shoes industry have fixed costs and fixed expenses. So to expand, to have an expansion, of course, a very important achievement, but we do not want to downplay the fact that we need to resume the growth in the domestic market again, top line growth. So the way to describe how we feel right now about the operational results is that we are concerned, we are worried, and we come to investors and analysts at this moment being very humble. Like our vice chairman just said, the results are short of what we should have delivered to the market. And I'll go over that in more detail. First of all, in terms of the sales themselves, for those of you who have our press release on page 2, you have a chart with the revenues, EBITDA, and net income quarter after quarter in the year-on-year comparison. So you see that we had a very important inflection point between the second and the third quarters of this year, when after 5 sequential quarters of much lower profit year-on-year, we increased profit. That was 47% in the third quarter and 18% in the fourth quarter. Also, we should have, as you see in the detailed guidance, around 20% bottom line increase in the coming 2 quarters. That's the official guidance for the company, as we'll discuss further. So in terms of net income, we have been delivering better results because of cost cutting, expense reduction, and much better financial results as we lowered to around zero the dollar exposure, the financial FX exposure in our balance sheet. But we still need to work on the sales. Other than the sales in the domestic market, that, like we said, went down and worry us a lot, we had in the exports a very positive outcome. The exports increased in dollars for the second quarter in a row, and for the first quarter, in 6 quarters, it increased in reais as well. It is still a small volume expansion of 1% year-on-year in the fourth quarter, but 28% higher price in dollars, or in reais, 4%, because of course, the very strong reais, a very strong exchange rate, the real, the increase in reais is just 4%. But it's the first in 6 quarters, and we're quite happy with this reversion of a trend. In terms of the cost of goods sold, I would like to point out that, of course, the industrial area of the company, they deserve the merit for a very substantial decrease of costs and a focus on the floor of the plant so that we could have a 19% lower cost of goods sold year on year, despite all the worries of our investors and analysts on the petrochemical prices. You see a detailed chart of the petrochemicals and our own cost of goods sold per pair on page 10 of the press release. And if you have that in front of you, you see that our cost per pair is much less volatile than the actual spot prices of PVC and or pesticides and oils, spot prices for Asia that we use with our suppliers. And that is a very important point showing the excellence of the industrial management of Grandani. After the cost of goods sold, in terms of the SG&A, like you have been following, we have been trimming down general and administrative expenses, and have had a much more disciplined approach to advertising, and advertising was much lower year on year in the same stable levels as proportion of sales that our investors and analysts would want to see from the company. And you have a detailed chart for that on page 13. You see that advertising expenses account now as around between 7.5% and 8% of the gross sales, a much more stable level compared to the recent many quarters when it used to go from 4% to 11% of sales. So we're more disciplined there as well, and as a result of the year-on-year comparison much lower, that has helped the over 360 basis points in the EBITDA margin. EBITDA margin was near 500 basis points higher year-on-year. The financial expenses and revenues are another point of focus for discipline for the company. We had a 27 million reais of higher net financial revenues, and this 27 million reais is due to the fact that we are focusing all of our cash in the Selic rate, in the domestic currency, not having any exposure to the dollars. So more than to look at the financial revenues as a little lower quality of earnings or anything like that, we see this as a very strong indication to our investors and analysts of how much more disciplined we are and how much more aligned we are with the interests of all the investors. Finally, after all of that, we had this net profit increasing 18%. I'd like to go over very quickly over some non-financial results, and then we open for questions and answers. In terms of sustainability and governance, we kept on the works with the Global Reporting Initiative, GRI. So just to point out, currently in Brazil, just two listed companies use the GRI to report on their non-financial results, CPFL and Natura, two companies that are benchmarks of governance and don't need any introduction. And we are actually working on a specific segment for GRI for one industry, for the apparel and footwear industry. And it's the first time that a Brazilian company has ever participated in helping GRI to develop the framework for one specific industry. And there we're working together with some of the leading companies in this sector, like TNA, H&M, Fenty, Gap, Levi's, Strauss, Nike, and others. And that has helped us to increase the discussion, broaden and depth the discussions of best practices in our company. We have also, in this quarter, increased all the discussions related to our core values that are basically profit, competitiveness, innovation, agility, and ethics. And that has continuously spread all over the company, including the floor of the plant, where all the blue-collar employees have been involved in a series of efforts to disseminate and impregnate those values in everything we do. Third, we have a growing focus on our forecasts, our monthly forecasts, financial forecasts, our budgeting practices, and the monitoring, that is, targeting and tracking those monthly results. And that has resulted in a much lower volatility of the actual results versus the market expectations. Not only that has helped in the interface with our external market, investors and analysts, but that has further improved the efficiency of the company managing its own business. Fourth, and although this is not very relevant per se, it just shows more of innovation and best practices. We published it yesterday together with our financial results. We published our annual report in electronic version at the same time of the investors. This is the first time it happened in Brazil. As you know all, the annual reports, usually they arrive for investors at the end of the first half, if not at the start or the middle of the second half, when the information there contained is almost worthless. And we think that not only we're saving money not doing a printed version, but We are also giving all the information for the stakeholders who are interested in the most timely manner possible. And that is another aspect of the innovation of Grand Any in all aspects of the business, including the best practices of corporate governance. So just to wrap it up, I'd like to go over quickly over our guidance. You have in page 5 of the press release. Our guidance. The most recent guidance that we have given to you is presented at the top of the page and basically was for the 6 months comprised by the fourth quarter of 05 and first quarter of 06 versus the same period 1 year ago. We had an expectation of a decrease in sales, 5%, an increase in EBITDA, 15%, and a net income of 23%. Now, moving 1 quarter after, rolling it over for the first half of 06 versus the first half of 05, we're talking still of a decrease in sales, say 6%, and an increase, a sizable, very material increase of EBITDA and net income of 20%. That is a little bit of more of the same, and I know that you may be looking at it thinking, okay, so we should still see a decrease in sales for the foreseeable future. And unfortunately, the answer is yes. We know how dear that is for investors, how important it is, top-line growth, top-line performance, and how concerned you are. What we can tell you is that knowing how important it is, we don't want to downplay it, and we want to say it clearly, and first of all, and to have that factored into the expectations that in the short term we should still have a decrease in sales in the year-on-year comparison. But the positive unfolding of this guidance is that for the coming couple of quarters, we should still have a bottom-line expansion of 20%. And while, again, not downplaying operational results, we know how important it is to have the bottom-line expansion. Knowing again that we need to resume growth to have bottom line expansion in the future, at least in the short term, we can still have that on the better margins despite the lower sales. And if we look at the recent couple of quarters, in the third quarter we increased bottom line by 47% year on year, in the fourth quarter by 18% year on year, in the coming 2 quarters around 20% year on year, that is already this sequence of 4 quarters in a row of bottom line expansion of 20% plus, which is at least something that we can offer to you investors and analysts as a sign that despite all the difficulties in the market, we are doing everything possible to improve the results. That said, I'd like to open for questions, and we can detail everything that you want further. Thank you very much.
If you would like to ask a question at this time, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. If you like, once again, that is star 1 on your telephone keypad if you would like to ask a question. Again, if you would like to ask a question, you may press star 1 on your telephone keypad at this time. There appear to be no questions at this time.
While there are no questions at this moment, there is one thing that I'd like to share with you that was a question that recurrently in the conference call in Portuguese, the previous conference call, people asked about a lot, that this probably is the most important question right now. What can we do to revert the decrease in sales? What can we do to resume growth again? And what I can tell you right at this moment is the following. We do not want, in the very interest of all of our shareholders, we don't want to open specific strategies at this moment because of our competitors, because of the surprise effect on retailers, on consumers, et cetera, but what I can tell you is that we have been discussing exhaustively each and every possibility in terms of the strategic positioning for the company to increase sales. That should not impact the short term, namely, first half of 06, but that should and that will try, and that will impact the coming quarters in the medium term, second half of this year, and the 2007. And the basis for the several routes that we are considering at this moment is to use more of our plant. We have in the world to do injected plastic footwear, even at the current exchange rate in Brazil. We have been increasing our market share in the discount retailers abroad. Places like Target, Payless, Kmart, Walmart, increasing substantially our market share, taking share away from Chinese producers on sandals. And that's how competitive we have been. I visited several shoes producers in Asia in December, people like UUN, Symphony Holdings, Prime Success, and Bell, companies that are not necessarily in our segment, but we exchanged lots of thoughts, and we talked to several traders and retailers abroad, and what I can tell you is that today we are very competitive to be in the game and to be fighting for growth on the export market and in Brazil as well. And everything that we can do to use better our plant, to go in other segments, either to do more expensive products, to do cheaper products, whatever we can do, we'll do to try those strategies and to increase sales in the coming quarters. So there is nothing that we can tell you right at this moment, and in your very interest, because we don't want to open those strategies, but we have discussed several different paths, and we will be implementing those in the coming months. And I hope that as soon as we can talk about those, maybe in a couple of months or one quarter or two quarters, you'll see concrete things, different things done by the company to revert the state of the sales performance that we have right now. And with that, if there are no questions, no further issues to discuss, I'd like to pass the word back to our vice chairman, and Mr. Pedro Grandene may conclude the call.
Well, I would like to thank you very much for your interest in our conference, and repeat that we are looking the future and working to present better results. Thank you very much.
This does conclude the Grandene conference call for today. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a good day.